You're listening to WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Delaware is working to vaccinate as many residents from the coronavirus while working with limited supply. And addressing racial disparities in who is getting the shots has become a priority for public health officials. To that end, they are taking a souped-up school bus called the Vax Machine into underserved communities. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on this effort to administer doses while building trust.
Are you allergic to anything at all?
No.
Take any blood thinners? No. Have you gotten the vaccine within the last 14 days?
We're all set, okay? 15 minutes in here.
Dr. Rick Pescator barely has time to pause as he sticks needles in the arms of people who have lined up in the hallway of the Rose Hill Community Center south of Wilmington. But he doesn't mind. As a Division of Public Health's chief physician, he knows he's performing vital outreach work.
We got to get out into these communities, and we know that vaccine hesitancy is one of the largest things we have to address right now, and individuals seeing vaccinations happening within their community and people who look and talk and feel just like them is critically important.
That's why the state partnered with CarePort MD to use its four red, white, and blue buses to bring COVID vaccines to vulnerable communities. Statistics show that Black and Latino Delawareans have contracted the coronavirus at higher rates than white residents, yet to date have been vaccinated at much lower rates. Sheila Burkle heads the Rose Hill Center, which serves a predominantly Black, low-income population. Twice in recent days, several hundred senior citizens, almost all from surrounding neighborhoods, flocked there to get vaccinated.
I think the importance of it being here is so key because they're comfortable here. They know where here is. They can get to here. And the barriers that have been out were, you know, signing up online, trying to figure out how to navigate that system that isn't very easily navigable. So here they just have to call, you know, leave their name, their number, and their birth date, and then come.
Leslie White, a semi-retired cashier, says members of her church love the fact that they can get vaccinated at their neighborhood gathering spot.
Yes, that is a convenience. I think it is very important. I see several of my friends from my Jehovah's Witness organization, and this place is very accessible. We all have held activities in this community center at one time or another, so it's a very well-known public place, and I feel safe coming here getting the vaccine.
Volunteer Dora Williams says that's the point.
It makes it accessible, so by putting it here, they're saying that it is safe for everyone.
Williams says getting vaccinated with neighbors in a familiar setting goes a long way to persuading people who might have been reluctant to get vaccinated.
Well, there was at first a reluctancy, but I think when things come to the community and I'm standing side by side with someone else who does not look like me, and we are together, we are being administered this the care together, that builds up a trust. They know me, yeah, because I've lived in this community basically most of my life.
To that end, Benita Lewis was greeted enthusiastically after getting vaccinated by her friend Sandy Hale. Hale works at Rose Hill Senior Center and checked recipients into the post-shot observation room.
Hey, Benita. You got your license band?
Oh, yeah.
Hale asks Lewis how it went and verifies her appointment for shot number two.
Lewis, piece of cake.
I'm back on the 22nd for your second shot right here at the center. Okay? Love you.
Lewis says convenience was critical for her. She appreciates the pre-event outreach to herself and fellow seniors. Newcastle County Police and center leaders made robocalls to residents, informing them shots would be available.
A lot of people that live in these communities are 65 and over. And it was, like I said, a piece of cake.
Dr. Ashok Subramanian is CarePort MD's CEO. He spoke with WHYY during a brief break from working with patients in the observation room. And he stressed how critical it is during the pandemic to venture into localities where people have transportation, mobility, and other issues that impair their access to care.
And so if the bus goes into the neighborhoods where the people are, then it's ensuring a more uniform and equitable allocation for these vaccines because everybody needs them. I think it's absolutely essential, and it's wonderful that this is a priority for the state.
The Vax machines will eventually be fanning out to other neighborhoods across Delaware that are identified by public health as having the highest need and poorest access to the vaccine. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.